Marty Green.
Sir, how you doing?
Good.
I'm not quite sure what order it's going to be in. I believe the first one would be Mr. Christopher Nelson.
Boy, I wish 1 month would go and not have these.
Yes, sir. On the 19th of November, 2009, Mr. Nelson was charged for possession of uncalled water for dredging on public grounds in Area 3 of the Rappahannock River. He was convicted of this charge on the 19th of January, 2010. Mr. Nelson is the individual who tried to subpoena him several times and suspended his license as an agent for not appearing in court.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God.
Yes, sir.
What do you have to say about it?
Excuse me?
What do you have to say?
Well, I have to say, pretty much, I apologize for what has happened. The undersized oysters, I'd have to say it was my color's fault due to the fact, I guess, that I'm guessing he was trying to make up time for Coast Guard boarding or something. I had a Coast Guard board us and like wasted an hour of our day. For what I was aware of, that he knew what he was doing, you know, like I heard that he was experienced in what he was doing, so that's why I took him. And basically, as we all know, he wasn't. So I've been tugged before working Temple's Bay several times, and I've never had a ticket until this time. And the oversized oysters I have wasn't aware of that it was closed for the buyback was closed on Wednesday, and it was Thursday, I believe. Well, anyway, I had about only a half a bushel of them. I threw them in the pile. I'm aware that, you know, it was wrong. I'm sorry. I apologize for what I did, and I promise I won't do it again.
Sergeant?
Well, staff's recommendation is 12 months probation started immediately if any violations occur within the next 12 months.
Come before the commission. Commission, have any questions? Matters before the commission. Mr. Lane?
I move in accord with the staff's recommendation, probation 12 months.
For a second? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? And I believe you when you said you're not going to let it happen again. I really do. I think that's why you're getting probation. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Good luck to you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Well, the next individual is Mr. Kenneth Horsley. Mr. Horsley was charged on the 22nd of February 2010 for possession of uncalled water while dredging in the York River. He was convicted in York County Court on this matter.
Thank you, Mr. Horsley. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, except for God.
I do.
Got anything you want to say?
I just want to say that there's a law that you have to have 8 bushels per person, and there's 2 people on the boat. I think that only one of us who got a ticket for.
Okay. Pleasure of the commission.
Chairman, move to accept staff's recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins. There a second? Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Next.
The next individual is Mr. Henry Charles Parker.
Parker.
Mr. Parker was charged on the 20th of November 2009 possession of uncalled water by dredging the public grounds in the Rappahannock River Area 3. He was convicted of this charge. Mr. Parker has been subpoenaed a couple of times due to medical issues and not appear before the commission. Staff recommendation is the same for him as well.
Okay. You saw me swear testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and the truth, help you God.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Parker.
Oh, my name is Mr. Henry Parker. We just had 2 larger oysters. We just had makeshift coal hammers, and that 4-inch jar, they were just too big. On my license, I've worked, I'm 49, worked the river all my life, and never have gotten a violation before. This was my first, so.
Your first?
Yes.
Never. No ticket, not ever, never.
I'll get one permit ticket and this officer ticket, both this one season. That's it in Virginia Waters. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Your name, please.
And your father.
Father, son.
Father, son. Anything you want to say on your son's behalf?
Anything you want to say?
Oh, no, no.
Is he charged as well?
No, sir.
He's just here with
me. We were just together.
Matters before the commission.
Move to take staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to accept staff recommendation. Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. That's a good record. Please keep it up.
All right.
Thank you.
And next is...
Go home?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
This is as quick as you want. But don't get a ticket.
The next official is Mr. Carl O. Lawson. Mr. Lawson was charged on the 20th of November 2009 with possession of uncalled water by dredging the public grounds in the Ralph Hammond River Area 3. Staff recommendation is 12 months probation.
Was he convicted of the charge?
Yes, he was. He was convicted on the 21st of December.
So I swear the testimony about to give be the truth, the whole truth, none but the truth self to God.
Yes, sir.
Anything you want to say, sir?
Well, it wasn't my fault, my color's fault. I got rid of I never had a ticket my whole life on ours.
Got rid of the color.
I got rid of it. That it is.
Pleasure to the commission.
Motion
made by Mr. Holland to accept staff recommendation. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
The last individual is Mr. Carl D. Belvin.
Mr. Belvin?
Mr. Belvin was charged on the 22nd of February 2010 with possession of uncalled water in the Virginia River. He was convicted of this offense.
Raise your right hand. So I'm swear the testimony you're about to give me the truth, whole truth, and nothing but truth, self you got.
I do.
Anything you want to say about the violation?
No. No more, like I said, it's, you know, I've been checked plenty of times. That's the second time in 40 years that I've been caught with anything like that.
Any record of misconduct toward the officer at the time of the stop?
Other than less than cooperative, is what we say.
Okay. Staff recommendation is... What's staff recommendation saying?
12 months probation, sir. 12 months probation for violations.
Motion made by Mr. Holland. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tank. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you, Mr. Belvin.
I'm going to get my card back.
That's it.
Thank you, Sergeant. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a question to help out your dream for next month, like you said. I have another charge coming up on February. Next month, April the 5th. I was wondering if we can handle that now. It's over. I had oysters already in the basket.
From the podium.
This is my first season ever running the boat by myself as an agent under my father. I had oysters in baskets at the dock, and I had, I think it was Officer Bill or somebody, anyway. Came to me and said, giving me a ticket for that I was supposed to top them out. Now I've worked for 8 years as color under my dad. I mean, I've seen I've worked with other fishermen too. I've never seen a tub on a boat. I've seen five down recently that everybody had tubs. Someone has given me a tub. I had a tub now.
Look, here's the deal. I want to try the case. If it's a situation, do you think you may need to go to court and then come back? And Sergeant Green, do you have something?
Yeah, I mean, this is irrelevant. This is not a conservation violation. He's not coming before the commission. It hasn't been adjudicated.
I just
it won't go against his probation because the offense occurred actually on the 5th. It's not going to trial on the 5th, but the offense occurred before the day probation started.
Yeah. I heard I don't really have to come in front of you right now. I just want to make a public statement about it.
Oh, I understand.
A tub, I was told a tub an orange bushel basket isn't a tub.
Uh-huh.
And ever since I got that ticket, I've been tubbing it out. I got a tub.
Right.
Didn't know where to find one. I had to go through a lot of watermen to find one. I found a tub, and every day I tub it out and everything. It's no different. An orange basket is no different than a tin tub.
The only problem is that orange basket is not defined by the Code of Virginia as a United States standard bushel. That 10 is. When you go to put a ruler in it and you measure it diagonally and you measure the volumetrics of it, the plastic basket doesn't cut it as far as the code of Virginia, as far as the level bushel is concerned. That's the reason that it doesn't.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
All right, sir. Have a good one. Anything else come before the commission? Meeting adjourned.